Whereas before I was working and laboring and striving to try to deal with this sin myself, being conscious of it, now in repentance, I turn from every false way and every dead work toward God in His grace based on the remission of sins already being accomplished. That's not being preached today. What's being preached is conditionalism. You better really feel the weight of your sin, and you better know how much you're a sinner, and you better do all of this thing, all the groveling and striving. Well, I'll tell you, if there is that sin still there, then all your groveling and striving and struggling isn't going to get rid of it. No, the good news is in what Christ has done. So we're to preach repentance. That's a change of mind and heart toward God. You want a good definition of repentance? Look in Acts 20, where it says, Paul said that day and night he preached repentance toward God, even faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our eyes are caused to look, toward Him. And that should be preached, not discussed, not debated, proclaimed. You know why God has ordained that it be through the preaching that He would save souls and draw them to Christ? Preaching of the gospel. It's because it's the one time where everybody has to sit quiet. There's no discussion. It's opening this word and declaring, and our mouths are stopped. That's why He's declared it to be so. This is not up for debate. All thy works shall praise thee. God has made His creation to praise Him. The heavens declare His glory, and the firmament His handiwork, is the way it's put there in Psalm 19. And so it shows, I believe, just how fallen and depraved human creatures are, because that's the last thing in the world or in the universe to praise God is a fallen creature. And the reason is we're fallen. And so it takes a special work of grace for one who's a sinner, that mouth to open to praise God rather than curse Him, because we all have rebellion in this heart. And yet when God purposes, see, that's the point here in the work of nature and creation, His works praise Him, but in the work of salvation, because that's His work as well, none would praise Him except for God Himself give that praise to a sinful creature and cause that heart and mouth to be opened to praise Him. But they've crept in unawares. It says, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. So it doesn't take God by surprise, but what we have to realize is the Lord has purposed. And that's the only rationale that I can give you as far as understanding the fall and even what we're reading about David and Bathsheba and what we're going to see tonight with David and Tamar and all of these incidents are examples of even some who are the Lord's being taken by surprise. And yet I can assure you that the Lord never abandons His own. And I'm confident that we ourselves, in looking back over our lifetime, can look back to instances where all we can say is the Lord preserved me down that path. Otherwise, I would have been destroyed just like the rest of them.